أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to another day of living the Quran through the living Quran and in this series we've been going over chapter number 36 Surah Yasin also known in the traditions as the heart of the Quran in our last discussion you'll recall that we reflected on the verse number 69 in which God spoke about the Quran and also about the recipient of the Quran, that is the noble Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. And God told us that this is not a poet, this is not the work of a poet, this is not a book of poetry. But we did reflect on the fact that the style of the Quran may resemble words of poetry, the way that the verses are constructed. But we went over the differences between what poetry is, the content of poetry, and what the Quran is all about. In the verse that we want to look at today, verse number 70 from Surah Yasin, we see that God is in the continuation of that previous discussion, that God spoke about the importance of the Quran, that the role of the Quran in the guiding of humanity, and that there are only certain people who would be able to benefit from the Quran, although it is a book open for everybody, but only people who have that will and that desire to benefit from it will actually make use of this book and receive that guidance and inspiration from it. And in the verse for today, we will see that God will give us another explanation of the people who will actually be able to really truly benefit from the words within the Quran. Without further ado, let us go to the Arabic recitation followed by the English translation, and then we'll come back and try to learn a few points from this verse. Allah says the following in Surah Yasin.
لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ
It has been revealed so that he, the Prophet, may warn those who are still somewhat spiritually alive and so capable of receiving and responding to the call of truth and that the verdict of condemnation be justified against the disbelievers. Now, one of the first things that we see when we look at this verse is the fact that God tells us that this Quran is a book of warning, of admonition. But God tells us that it is a book of warning and admonition for those who have life. Now, what kind of a life is this? Obviously, we would first of all think that this has to be the physical life, because if you are physically dead, obviously, the Quran would have no benefit to you, would not bring you any benefit. I mean, in terms of the guidance of the revelation, what we mean, because obviously we believe that even for those who are deceased, to read Quran in their memory obviously brings them benefit and comfort and solace. But God is not looking at that aspect of the Quran in terms of the rewards of recitation of the Quran, but rather the guidance which is being presented within this book, that God tells us that it is only those who are alive who can truly benefit from the guidance of the Quran. Before we go into the greater depths of this verse, as much as we're able to based on the commentary of Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati in his Tafsir An-Nur, let us look at some of the different levels that God speaks about in the Quran about life. We have at least five different passages that we want to reflect upon, and we'll see how God explains different aspects of life to us within his noble book. Vegetative life. God says, يُحِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا And he gives life to the earth, making it look green and flourishing after its death. Animal life. كُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ When you were without life, and then he gave you life. Intellectual life. استجيبوا لله ولرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم Respond to God and the messenger when he calls you to that which will give you life. Societal life. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ And there is life for you in the law of retaliation. The heart and spiritual life. لِيُنْذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا That it may give admonition to any who are alive. As we see from these five verses that the commentator has quoted, that God talks about life in various ways and fashions within the Quran, both the physical life of human beings, of the animal kingdom, of trees. He talks about societal life. And perhaps the most important, which is what we're reviewing today in Surah Yasin, is the life of the soul. Because really the Quran is a book which is able to warn those individuals who have a spiritual heart which is still alive. It's a spiritual heart which has not become rusted over or decayed or destroyed through our own doings, through the sins, through our acts of iniquity, through our transgressing the laws of God. And obviously this is a larger discussion on what can give the life, what can give life to the soul and to the heart, and what can kill the heart, the spiritual heart, that is. And obviously it's far beyond our discussion and our scope for this series and this session. But definitely it's something to think about and to reflect upon within the verses of the Quran and the Ahadith, the statements of the Prophet Muhammad and his noble successors. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. But we do have to realize that the Quran is a book which is speaking to those who have spiritual life. And once a person has become spiritually dead, spiritually mortified, then this book can have very little, if no impact, on that individual. And actually, when we look at it, this verse is almost so also telling us that, those who are truly alive are the people who have of belief. And those who reject God, those who reject the notion of God and a belief in a creator and in the day of judgment and all of the other aspects of religion, that they are actually walking dead. And so even a believer who has passed away, because they died on the path of belief, they died on the path of acceptance of God and his messages, they are actually still alive. We perceive them not to be alive, but in actuality, they are the ones who have remained alive past their death. Whereas those who have, who are alive, walking the earth amongst us, if they don't accept the God, if they don't accept the notions of religion and the teachings of religion and the aspects to bring one person, bring a person into true faith, then actually they could be alive and well breathing, but God considers them to be spiritually dead individuals. Another aspect to contemplate, which is in this verse, is the fact that God has confirmed that there will be a definite punishment upon those who openly reject him, who deny God, even though they know and they've seen the signs around them. And obviously, if you read the Quran, and if we reflect on the verses of the Quran, we'll see that this is a reality in so many different verses where God repeats the same theme, that he has promised that there to be a punishment in the world to come for those who deny him, who reject him, after having knowledge obviously coming to them. And what we see in this verse of Surah Yasin is also reflected further in chapter number 39, Surah Al-Zumar, in verse number 71, in which Allah speaks with much more clarity, and he further explains this issue. Let us see what is mentioned in chapter 39, verse 71, in the Arabic and the English translation. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا بلى ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين. And those who disbelieve will be driven to Jahannam in multitudes, until when they reach it, the gates will be opened, and its keepers will say to them, did there not come to you messengers from among yourselves to proclaim to you the messages of your Lord and to warn you about the meeting of this day of yours? They will say, they did come, yet God's verdict of the punishment was justly due to have proved true against the disbelievers. As we can see in this verse, God gives us a discussion that will take place, that people who are going into the fire of hell in multitudes, as the verse tells us, that when they reach the doors of the fires of hell and the punishments to await them in that world to come, the gatekeepers of the fire of hell will ask these people that, you know, did there not come to you messengers? Did prophets, messengers, leaders of God not come to you and give you the message and tell you right from wrong and warn you of these punishments that will that would affect you in this world to come? That this was a promise from God and that this would be a day that would come, and you heard these messages? These people will say, yes, they came. The messengers came. The message came. We heard it. We saw the proofs maybe in front of us. But obviously they rejected them. And as the Quran says, a multitude of the people will reject, have rejected, will reject, are continuing to reject the messages of God. And so therefore God says that this punishment is something which has been proven true against the disbelievers, that they were warned of it and they chose to ignore those warnings from God. And so they now have to pay the ultimate price, which is obviously perpetuity in the fires of hell. As for some of the takeaway points that we can learn from this verse of Surah Yasin for today, let us reflect on the following few points. Point number one, the warnings of the Quran are provided so as to be a source of reminder and caution. This is why God gives us the Quran as a dhikr, as a reminder, that we can be reminded and warned of what is to come if we choose to reject the messages that God has sent forth. Point number two to reflect upon is that the sign of a spiritually enlivened heart is the ability to accept the warnings which are present within the Quran. God tells us that this Quran is a book of reminder for the living, meaning the spiritually alive, and if we can take admonition, then we are truly benefiting from the verses of the Quran. And point number three to conclude for today is that the acceptance of the guidance of the Quran is not limited to a particular community, race, or nationality. Anybody can accept the Quran. Anybody can read the Quran. Everybody should have access to the Quran in their language. And the acceptance of this message is not limited to a particular group or a particular segment of society. We ask God to allow us to continue to benefit and understand Surah Yasin as we recite it and go through its explanation. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.